Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark, you still biking?
I am.
You ever get cramps in your legs?
No. Going to Germany in about a month to do some biking over there, so looking forward to it.
Excellent. Should be a good time in Germany, huh? Good weather. Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about peripheral artery disease. At its core is atherosclerosis. It's a systemic disease. We often refer to it when we're talking about the heart, but it also can affect large and medium-sized arteries outside of the heart as a result of the accumulation of lipid and fibrous material. Often it gets caught between the intimal and the medial layers. When atherosclerosis involves these non-cardiac vessels, we call this peripheral artery disease. It's not going to shock any listener to hear that ischemic symptoms result when there is an imbalance between the supply and the demand for blood flow. The prevalence of lower extremity peripheral artery disease is somewhere between 3 and 12%. The reason it's so broad is that a lot of it depends on the exact population you're talking about. Peripheral artery disease is more prevalent in older individuals, more prevalent in men, certain ethnic groups, families with atherosclerosis, and those with risk factors for cardiovascular disease that we're all familiar with, including smoking, hypertension, probably hyperlipidemia, and perhaps diabetes. So along comes ramipril. It's marketed under the trade name of Altace. It is an ACE inhibitor, which prevents the formation of angiotensin II from angiotensin I. And it exhibits pharmacologic effects that are really very similar to captopril. So an article published, a randomized trial actually, published in JAMA 2013, volume 309, begins on page 453, asked the question, is ramipril effective in improving walking ability in patients with peripheral artery disease and in intermittent claudication? Mark, what did the randomized trial find?
Yeah, this was a pretty well-designed study. They had just over 200 patients. The average age was 65 years, so pretty typical age for this diagnosis. And they all had an ankle brachial index less than 0.9 in at least one leg. And they all had to have symptomatic claudication for at least 6 months. And they were all on a stable medication regimen, so they were all on a statin and antiplatelet therapy as needed. And so they took these folks and they randomized them to either 10 milligrams of ramipril every day or a matching placebo. And the people assessing the outcomes at the end of the study were also blinded to the treatment assignment. So it was a double-blinded study. And they had really good follow-up. And after 24 weeks, they looked at how well they did on a standard treadmill test. They had it set up to go 3.2 kilometers an hour, so about 2 miles an hour, with a 12% grade. So pretty good grade, actually. And they found that the ramipril did increase the pain-free walking time by just over a minute, 75 seconds, and the maximum walking time, how far they were willing to go, by 255 seconds, so just over 4 minutes. And, you know, I think you have to think about, while statistically significant, is that clinically significant? And, you know, one more minute of walking time could mean the difference between going down to the street and getting the mail and not. And 4 minutes could be the difference of, you know, walking a short distance from the car to a store or a restaurant. And so, you know, I could imagine those being clinically significant. They looked at overall quality of life and did see some physical improvement in a quality of life survey. There were some patients in the ramipril group that did get the cough that we often see, about 6%, which is pretty typical with that ACE inhibitor cough. So bottom line, this is an effective therapy you should consider for your patients with symptomatic intermittent claudication, an ACE inhibitor. Big question for me is whether it's ramipril specific or whether it's a class, you know, effect. I would guess probably a class effect. You know, my reading of the literature with ACE inhibitors for hypertension, for heart failure, for other indications is that when one of them does something, they all seem to do it. Mike, I don't know what your take is on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that my guess would be the same. My question is, I wonder if Ramipril is generic now, or is it still a proprietary?
Yeah, I think it is, and I think this probably was trying to get an additional indication. That's part of the motivation for doing this study,
right,
and maybe extend the patent a little bit.
Right.
But I wouldn't feel obligated. I'm personally, while this is, you know, extending things a little bit, you know, maybe making an assumption here, you know, I would go with a generic ACE inhibitor for these patients.
Excellent advice. I think that in the past when we've looked at some of these traits that belong to a class of drugs, they much more often than not belong to the class and not to a specific agent.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just that once something gets generic, no one's going to invest the time to show that, you know, ibuprofen or aspirin or whatever is just as effective as whatever the newest NSAID is.
Right.
Okay, we'll talk with you again next week. Thanks. Good advice for our patients with claudication.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Talk to you.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.